Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 28th of December. We are rapidly approaching the end of 2018. I am praying for a wonderful final few days for you and yours. I know this is family time and travel time. I pray safety on you as you move about. I pray peace as you deal with family and friends. I know this is unfortunately, a contentious time for a lot of people because they have issues that they have to deal with and things that need worked through with family. And then there is a lot of pain because there's loss and people that we don't have with us anymore, that these seasons remind us of those more than anything. And so I pray peace and that you would just be able to find rest in this hour, that if memory is what you're dealing with from those in your past and nostalgia, that you would be able to find joy in that and you'd be able to find healing in that. I think these are essential parts of navigating through both the world and seasons like this season. I do want to deal with a passage today from 2 Peter as we're working our way towards the end of the second chapter. And we've been talking about the doom of the false teachers and the depravity of the false teachers that had entered the church in the days of Peter. I'm in 18 today of 2 Peter 2. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. And so Peter talks about how people have come to an understanding of liberty, but get sucked back in. And I still believe, based upon the context of the New Testament era, that the people that Peter is talking about are pulling people back in, not just through some sort of sexual sound, because it's kind of, you get that impression when you start talking about lust of the flesh and lewdness. I don't think that's what he's limiting it to, is people who are pulling them in through those ideas. I personally think, based on the context of the people that Paul deals with in the New Testament, that we're talking about people who have brought back a message that appeals to the lust of your flesh. I don't know of anything that appeals to the lust of your flesh any more than the message of law and performance, that you can do this if you work hard enough, or there is something to be achieved by your action or by your activity. And I think that Peter here is giving us an indication of those who are pulling people back into their great swelling words of this. This is a great phrase in 18, great swelling words of emptiness. So they're saying a lot, but there's no life in what they're saying. And I've sat through a lot of those sermons, you probably have too, where a lot is being said, a lot of people are shouting, a lot of amens, even a verse or two here and there, a bunch of little cliches and poetry, but not a lot happens to change you, to fill you. There's some things that come out to motivate you to work harder, but not really a transformation. And I think Peter's trying to grab those who have come into the faith, but who are... they've come into the faith, but they are now going back into that deceptive message. Then verse 19, while they promise them liberty, they are themselves slaves of corruption, for by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. There's a promise of freedom and a promise of liberty, and then there's nothing delivered. That bugged me for a long, long time in the church, that we were always talking about how we had been liberated. I would hear statements like, you know, Jesus has set us free.
My question was, Jesus has set us free from what? Because, I mean, I come up in the church, so I didn't, you know, I was a little kid when I accepted Jesus. I didn't even know about being set free from sin. I heard a lot of talk about liberty, but I saw a lot of people who didn't seem to be in liberty at all. And so the religion I was introduced to looked like a lot of bondage. Couldn't do this, couldn't do that, couldn't do this, had to do this, had to do that, had to do that. Didn't seem like you were making very many decisions on your own. You were always being told what to do. And what point is that liberty? And I think we really need to reassess what liberty looks like and what freedom looks like in the lens of the finished work of Jesus, because these false teachers in Peter's day were promising people a liberty they couldn't deliver. I think that sounds very familiar to religion. Promises you a liberty, but it doesn't really deliver you from anything. And then when it does start to deliver you from like old vices, it doesn't liberate you into anything. As I like to say, we spend a lot of time talking about what we've been liberated from and not a lot of talk about what we've been liberated into. Well, maybe we need to focus on that a little bit more. Some of the things we've been liberated into and what it means to have been liberated into them. You know, we're about to leave 1 year and go into another year. It would be worth taking some time in your own life over the next few days. And I mean genuinely and really do this. Don't just mentally assent to it. I mean, sit down in a quiet place and think about what you learned in 2018. There's benefit to looking back on where you've come from and be brutally honest with yourself. Where did you fail? Where did you get it right? Where did you boldly do something you would not have done before? And where were you a coward and you could have made a better decision? And then face the next year. It's not about mentally assenting to doing better. It's about learning from where you've come. And then think about what you're going into. That's important. What are you going into? And that's liberty. And that's freedom. And in what ways are you going to exercise your own individual liberty in the coming days, weeks, months, and year? And that will get you started on a course. Okay, we'll continue with this second chapter of 2 Peter tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.